Hey, welcome to chapter 19 of the Be Positive Chicago Story. 19. You know what? This would have been 20 and a monomania chapter if my homeboy Brian hadn't. Let's not get into that. Let's not get into it. So for everybody watching, I'm Dario, he's Darian. This is chapter 19, kind of like a redo, because chapter 18, or 19, the real one, messed up. Anyway, we won't get into it. The whole chapter is a blooper reel. but before we get in, before we get into any further, we just want to say, hey, if you like our podcast, please subscribe and listen to us on every platform that you can think of. Apple, Spotify, Arha Radio, Anchor, Google, Stitcher, Republic, whatever. You know, like, just find us out there. Please like, share, rate us. That's not good for the sponsors, is it, brother?
Boy, you all the rest of them, you probably like, I don't know nothing about these past Spotify. Like Apple, Spotify, Arha Radio. And then after that, it was like, I ain't never heard
of them. Look, I'll be honest. I ain't never heard of these things, man. Look, I'm new to the game, man, still. I'm new to it. Hey, Darian, I do want to say, while it's not technically our birthday, but 2 days ago, we had our one-year anniversary of the first time we recorded these. So, congratulations to you, my brother.
Hey, man. We should have had some candles, something, man, cupcake, something like that. Hell,
you know what we did have? A number one debut album. Ah!
Goats. Talk that talk, man. You know what? I just thought about something.
What's up?
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Hey, y'all. We ain't seen y'all since Sunday.
Damn, that's right.
And yeah, we haven't seen. Nobody since Sunday. Sunday was a surprise chapter.
Yeah.
We had Amber and Mocha on. And I am now not the only one that cried on the podcast.
Ah, so come on.
Shout out to Dario.
Oh, come on. I knew it.
It was like, hey, boy, you was just like this. There's a lot of people.
Hey, I'm sorry. You know what it was?
Bruh,
I'm sorry, man. The feelings came out, man. That was like the first time I'd let liquor affect me like that, bruh.
Hey, boy, that liquor had you more slapped than Tina Turner, boy.
Stop! Oh, goodness. Oh, my
God.
Oh, my. Bruh.
Out of there.
I know.
I was like, I can't even say this. This nigga cried tears of joy. That ain't the case.
I'm crying tears of emotion.
Hey.
It's all
good.
It's all good.
It hit us like that sometimes.
It do.
It's
hey,
all good.
So I told you before the show started, Darian. I want to tell you on air because I want your real live reaction. Because I feel like this is big news. And I know we got our guest Ad too, who's also listening in the background, waiting to come on. So I want everybody to hear this. Everybody, if you know me, the last 12 years or so, or 13 years, the iPhone has come out. I got it day one, 13 years. And y'all know me, I don't like cases on my phone. And I don't like cases on my phone. No. I don't got no case on my phone. I was at my buddies because they opened up today. They opened up today, and I'm at the patio, and for the first time in 13 years, people, my phone fell off the table, and the shit shattered like none other. The streak is over.
Hey, boy, God is trying to
stop. No, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm not putting... Yeah,
hey,
bro.
Salty too, ain't you?
You know, I wasn't because I got insurance on my phone, and actually, I just upgraded the insurance about, what, 6-7 months ago. I upgraded, and I was like, you know what? Might as well do it. I don't have it. I don't need it normally. Just put it on there. And luckily, I'm going to have a phone in the next day or two, so that's not a problem. That deductible is a problem. but whatever. that deductible about to hit a brother where it hurt, you know? but yeah, I had this. When it broke, I said, Darian is going to have it with me. He's going to feel some type of way because I made you take your case off your phone.
Yeah, bro. I go naked because of you.
Yeah, well.
And you, I'll drop by. You know, I don't got accustomed to it. I will save my phone now. Like, I'm pretty good. I just got a new phone, so I'm kind of like, you know, on edge with the nakedness.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Bro, I know how you feel. I know
it hurts. It hurts.
At least you get the phone in the next day or two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least you get the phone in the next day or two.
Yeah, you know so what? You know what? I feel like a bomb with this phone, man. Like I don't even want to touch it, bro. Like, and here's the worst part. And here's the worst part. And I feel like karma comes back around. Yesterday, if anybody is watching, watch my post and everything like that. I made a post about how the Apple Watch congratulates you for standing up, right? I feel like Apple was like, oh, you want to talk shit, huh? So here's what we going to do. Since you want to run your mouth about our little watch, we're going to crack your phone and see what you got to rely on. You know, so, you know, I I'm going to take that up. What'd you say?
I heard the watch update tell you how long you're washing your hands or something.
Yeah, the new watch up, they supposed to tell you how long you wash your hands, man. Which is good.
That's kind of wild.
That's very wild. And you know, it's all based off the hand.
They not warn you from dropping your phone.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, what I find interesting about that, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know. The it knows that you're doing this with your hands, right? So, you know, it knows that you're doing this with your hands. That's how it judges. You know what? Ain't that how it go?
No, I thought you was about to go somewhere else with that.
Well, I am. Let me finish. I'm definitely about to go that direction. What's up with what all the masturbators gonna do out there? What? I mean.
Well, you don't wear your watch on your dominant hand.
But it take effect both hands. You never know how some people get down. You know what I mean? You know, it could be a rough time. You could really be going through a quarantine, they're hitting you rough. And you say, you know what?
Hey, I'm not even about to have this discussion.
Okay.
Feel back to call the curtain on me.
Fair enough. Look, I'm not saying I'm about that, but I'm just saying, you know, Apple gotta watch out for these kind of things, man. Did you hear this though about Apple? Did you hear they're about to be the first? They were the first ever $1.5 trillion company in America. Did you hear that?
Yep, I sure did.
Yeah, I'm gonna need them to give the next iPhones out for free. You know what I mean? Like everybody, like I need those next iPhones. It should be everybody who got an iPhone 11 should get the iPhone 12. No cost. No challenge. Just give it to me. Yeah.
I'm with.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They should make iPhones and start making the government phones.
No. Get
a government issue iPhone.
No, because I need the government issue. Nah. I need the people that use government issue phones to still be where they at. Because, like, they already think they own. I don't need them to have a damn iPhone and think they own. Come on, man. Come on, dude. Like, that's just doing too much, man. Look, because I promise you, I'll cut my plan right now. God damn, Darian, a trip fail. I'm about to say, how you fall live on camera? Free iPhones for everybody, man. Man, look, we got a dope... We got a dope ass guest on today, man. I feel like that's a bad transition for. Well, we did have a transition. Whatever. You know, this is all the prelim. Like this is just us talking shit. You know what I mean? I was gonna say dicking around, but that's not
that would. There you go. You gotta add to it.
Oh, we gotta add to it. Oh.
Segway.
Oh, Segway.
Today. Add
two. Add two. Hey, our guest today, man.
I got you.
Oh, my God, yo.
Oh, yo. Add two came in early. Add two, you in early, brother. Don't. It's a surprise still.
Oh, okay. I thought you said that's the Segway.
No. No, no. All right, everybody, pretend like you didn't hear that. This, I told you, this is going to be our best chapter yet. This is going to be our best chapter yet. This is.
Hey, that's classic. Hey, and they don't see him on camera like we can get.
Yeah.
Drinking.
They just heard.
Like he came here, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know when the nigga play a double dutch, and they like that's him. He been doing that for the last 5 days.
Oh my goodness! Hey, low key, that's the best way.
Hey, I'm super excited, man. I'm super excited. This brother got some dope-ass content, some dope music, man. And by the time we get through the end of this chapter, y'all going to really get a feel for who he is, what he about. But I'm going to encourage y'all throughout the whole chapter to make sure y'all go listen to his latest album for sure. But we'll get into that a little bit later. Dario, go ahead and take it over, man. I know you got something for the people.
Yeah. I got something for you, man. So before we get to add to our guest today, I'm gonna play a little snippet, and then when we come back, then add two will be on the screen. So y'all go ahead, sit back, listen to what we got to play for you, and we gonna see you in a second. We back, y'all, and now introducing our guest, the Almighty Add Two, y'all, hell yeah. And two.
Yo.
Welcome to the
no
show.
No pump faking this time.
I know. No pump faking. Oh, man. How you feel?
It sounded like the perfect segue. He's like, and now. And I'm like, okay. I'm here.
You know what? It did. You know what? And I should know better because I'm a damn host. That's what I do. I should know better.
Man, it was the perfect time. But, yo, man, I'm glad to be here, man. Y'all been having a great time setting the mood. I love it, man.
Hell yeah, man. Well, we happy
glad to have you on.
Yeah, we had that. We glad to have you on, man. Go ahead and won't you? I think people know who you are, man. You big here in Chicago, man. We don't need to really introduce you, but why don't you go ahead and give the people a taste? Tell them what they need to know about you, my brother.
Indeed, man. My name is Add Two, man. I was born on the South Side of Chicago, specifically in West Englewood. You know what I'm saying? I'm an MC / mentor. I run a mentoring organization called Haven Studios, man. It's a mentoring program on the South Side of Bronzeville. Man, I'm just like, I don't know. I try to do a lot with whatever time that I got that God gives me. You know what I'm saying? So. I'm chill though, man. I don't really do too much. I make good pancakes. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I don't do too much else, you
he
know?
He makes good pancakes. Y'all heard it. We coming over, man. We getting them pancakes, oh, brother.
That's all I got, man.
That's all you got? Well, go ahead,
so D. Add two, man. Go ahead and tell us where the name came from, because I'm about to hit you with the coming to America. Like I'm gonna call him Cash.
Andre's mama named Andre. You know what I'm saying?
Tell us what Andre came from.
It's crazy because a lot of times I sometimes still forget to introduce myself as that. Like I will call myself like, yeah, I'm Andre. People like, yo, no, you bad too. But the name it came from my name and my pops actually. My dad gave me and my brothers, I have two other brothers, older brother and a younger brother, and he gave us the same initials, and it was ADD. And we was all, like, confused. We was like, nigga, why would you do this? Like, why would you name us ADD? People up there thought we had issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, man. Like, So, and I asked him one day, I was like, well, why would you give us these initials? And he said, when it comes to your legacy, I don't want y'all to take anything away from it. I want you to add to it.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, I see now. You know what I'm saying?
Stop
and
it.
So it was just like, ever since then, and since also I'm the second one. Like, my brother, he's the older one. I'm the middle child. So, you know, it made sense to me. I was just like, I put it all together. And
man,
I had to ever since.
I'm going to be honest, man.
Oh, my God.
Bro, that's a legendary-ass reason for a name. Look, and I know your dad. I know your father, man. I know Eddie, man. Like, and, dude, he's a good guy. He's a very good guy. Yeah. So I could hear him saying that, man. Like, oh, my God. That, I didn't know that. That's perfect. And you number two.
Yeah, that's where it came from, man.
Yo, Pop's a legend, man, for that one.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that. Once you tell him that, he gonna believe it.
Hey, I'm gonna send him this clip. I'm gonna send him this clip.
Yo, he will show up. He used to show up to the shows and be the loudest person at the show. He used to think like VIP treatment every time. He was like, "Yo, I'm in." You know what I'm saying? Y'all give me the section. I'm like, "Yo, Pops, chill." You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm adding two days right
here. Many people don't even know me. They're like, "Oh," like I'm adding two days. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, man, great times, man. But yeah, man, that's I've been running with it. You said like I had a nickname in high school, and you know, at first I tried to go by Dre Ho, and that ain't work. That ain't work at all. That got cut real quick, and then that was the next name that came up.
That don't have no star power, man.
No.
Add two got a lot behind it, man.
Bruh, Add two got so much behind it, man. I was We were talking off air before the show started, and I was telling Darian about the dope ass day party you had for Save Our Souls back in 2015. Look, y'all need to understand, this man put together one of the most legendary day parties I could ever think of. I mean, like, honestly, to this day, it's still one of the best just parties that I ever been to, bro. And oh my God, bro, like you had that place rocking, man. Dude, like you just, and it's crazy because like, I know you, man. I know you, and your brother is my best friend, known him for 31 years, man. Your other brother, your younger brother, was the co-producer of the show that I run on Monday nights. So, you know, our family is just, we I'm basically add four. You know what I mean? Like, I'm
bro, of all the days, what we not gonna do, you know? Oh, my God, that's wild, add four. I'm gonna think about that. Me and the council gonna go back together. We're gonna think about that. We'll see if we can...
Yeah, man,
admit you. We gotta,
you know,
look at the resume.
Yeah, man, you know what? Think it over, man. I don't know, Dario D comedy. I don't know if that's gonna last too much longer, but just thinking about it for me, bro.
Okay. I got you. Man. I'll put the word in.
Please do. No, man, but dude, that day party, man, was fantastic, man. And one of the best things about you, and what I want to talk about is not what we talked about off camera, but kind of to tell the people about the character of who you are, because I'm going to be frank. You are a star here in Chicago, man. You're not just the Andre Daniels that I knew, you know what I mean? And there was some gap in between there, you know what I mean? You're not just that. I have to respect who you are. And this is what you said to me that day when I walked up to you, because I walked up like a nervous little guy. I was like, man, I'm about to talk to a star. I was like, let me see if he still remember who I am. I went to shake your hand, and I was like, hey, man, you remember me? And Darian, I shit you not, he goes like this. He goes, nigga, yes, I know who you are. And I was like, okay, good. I was like, okay.
I will forget you, bro. Like, it'd be different if I met you like 5 minutes ago or something. You know, it's like, I've literally known you my entire life. You know what I'm saying? Like, since you and Martello were my brother's first friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? And so it just it changed me, because like I was always stuck with my brother being a tag along.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can relate to that. It's like wherever my older brother went, mm-hmm. I had to go.
Yeah.
This nigga wore the same clothes. Like it was we was that, because we went 2 years apart.
Yeah.
So but then when y'all were around, I was just like looking at y'all like big bros and stuff like that.
Yeah.
My older brother, I don't want anybody to want me around like that.
Yeah.
But y'all always used to welcome me around like
yeah.
I was cool, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I remember stuff like that.
Yeah, bro. Like I'm telling you, we had some very legendary nights playing Super Nintendo. We had some legendary nights, man. People, and you know what? And like that's the it. Just I bring that story up because like that just shows the character of who you are, man. Like and literally what Darian and I can speak for Darian on this. Kind of what we aspire to be. We don't want to ever have that feeling of people around us if we make it that far. Whatever. Well, when we make it that far, let me speak it into existence. I don't ever want us to switch up, man. I want people that will come up to us. If you know us from back in the day, hell, I remember you. We gonna dap it up like old times, man. So I honestly, that's one of those things. Out of every great thing you've done, that to me is probably the greatest thing. It's a bit more personal for me, but it's one of the best things that you ever done for me personally, man. So I commend you, brother, on that, man. Appreciate you for that one.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. That's all good, man. I love stories like that. You know, like so many people hit me up and tell me like when they met me, how they met me, you know, and the way I made them feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like that sticks with them. And I used to always remember that just being around when I met some of my heroes.
Yeah.
And didn't have positive experiences on it. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'm good on that. I was like, I never want to be that guy.
Right. Right.
And I met some of my other heroes and I had like great experiences with it. And I was like, you know what? I want that level of consistency. I want people to be like, when they met me, it was a good time. They don't think I'm a jerk or anything, that I was being Hollywood or whatever. So, you know, and at the end of the day, man, we all just a few steps away from either coming up or falling off. So, you know, you never know where you at in that whole scheme of things. So, you know, I just want to make sure that I'm good to the people, whether I'm on my way up or way down. That way we can still come up together, or if I'm down, you help me up. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, yeah, that's real right there. Like.
Bro, that's real shit.
That's real.
That's real shit.
Yeah. Speaking of heroes, let's get into a little bit about how you got into doing music, man. Like, who some of your influences, so on and so forth. Give us the background of how Attitude came to be.
Honestly, the first time, well, I used to like Criss Cross. That's what made me want to originally heard John. Ooh. I was like,
well, how many people say that?
I wish more people would. You know,
You need people. We ain't never had people our age on this show. That's what.
So like this 90s is all my era. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm born in 86. So by the time I was coming up, 90, 91, I'm hearing everything from hip hop, R&B, all that stuff was just like, just a whole new world to me. So Criss Cross was like the first people that made me want to actually try it out. But the person who made me want to actually do it was Jay-Z.
Mm.
I remember where I was when I first heard Reasonable Doubt, which is, I think it was the anniversary not too long ago, maybe yesterday.
Yep.
But it was the song called Bring It On with Jazzo and Sauce Money.
Yes, sir.
And I was in the back of the, man, I remember like it was yesterday, I'm in fifth grade. I'm in, my neighbor used to come pick up me, his sister, and this girl who stayed across the street from us. He used to pick us up from school. And I used to be trying to flirt with the girls or whatever it was. And then I heard this song and just stopped. I was like, whoa. Y'all can wait. Hold on. What
is this? Pause.
And this man, Jay-Z, started rapping. And he started saying, mannerisms of a young Bobby De Niro. I speak Spanish wisdoms in a whip with De Niro. Crime organized like the Pharaoh. High cream, high diamond gleam, high post like Hakeem. I was like, yo, what is this?
Let's go.
Like, I want that. You know what I'm saying? Like it sounded complicated. It didn't seem like it was just some old, you know what I'm saying, nursery rhyme stuff. I was like, whatever that is, I want that feeling. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's what put me there.
Darian, go.
A lot about you because I just listened to Atu's latest album, the Jim Crow musical, and listen. I said this off air because I did not want to say this on air to make it look like, you know, oh, I'm just hyping up the guests, like, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 blah. But I'm going to tell y'all this, okay? So Dario comes to me and he say, hey, look, we're going to have Atu on this, my homie's brother. Like, you know, we go back. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like, okay, you got a homie that do music. Like, we all got a homie that do music, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the quintessential homie that do music, everybody out there, you kind of know what you expected, you know what I'm saying? And so I'm like, okay, cool. And we had the clip up on the on IG, and I'm like, oh man, like he's flowing, like, you know what I'm saying? I like that, that's decent. So, but like I told them, I'm like, anybody can pull a single out their ass, you know what I'm saying? You get hot, you know what I'm saying? It'd be decent. Listen, y'all,
yeah,
okay. Y'all know I'm the realest one, always in the room. I pride myself on that. When I tell y'all that this man was blessed, the man is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't add albums to my phone like that unless I know I'm listening to the album front to back easy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
I was three songs in and I added this album. Yeah. And I got on off the air. I gave him songs that was deep in the album because he was like, oh, okay, you listen to it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I listened to the album.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, please, 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 please listen to that album.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling y'all, and it fits. It's going to age well, Atu. I'm going to tell you that for sure.
Because
not a lot of music ages well. But I haven't heard, forgive me, because I haven't went back to anything that you've done before this. So, but I definitely will be doing so. I promise you that. But this album in itself will age well. And if somebody, you can go back, somebody from 1960 could time travel,
man,
to now and listen to the album, and it's going to age well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just because of the content that's on there and the message that it's giving. Man, whoo, powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Powerful.
Yes.
That's one of the highest compliments, you know what I'm saying, that we can be paid as musicians, you know what I'm saying? It's like to know that the music has value, you know what I'm saying? The art that we're doing has life and it moves people because, you know, there's so much stuff that come out like every day. People be putting out music every day. And so it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. But, you know, I never believed in just overproducing and putting out a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, if you put something out and if it's good, like, it's like a full course meal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're just getting some random dollar cheeseburger, of course you're going to be hungry in the next 30, 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
But if I'm giving you something like, man, just from the soul, from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is on here, your plate loaded up, you're going to be like, I'm good, fam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Said,
yeah.
That's all I need.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
That's gonna last me for a while.
Yeah. Gonna last for.
Yeah, man. So
you said something really interesting. Also off air. Good thing I have that recorded. Because you were just dropping nuggets on us. But you were saying, yeah, you were talking about how you came up with the title for this album, Jim Crow the Musical, and I was telling you, man, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
You had a dope reasoning why you said that and how it's very, 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 like Darian said, important for today. Go ahead and tell people how you came up with that and your thought process behind what a title means to everything.
Well, for everybody who knows, of course, like Jim Crow era was a specific time, you know what I'm saying, between like the 1800s, 1900s, where it was pretty much like a separate reality for black folk,
mm-hmm.
right? Where you have, you know what I'm saying, almost basically just like a separate set of rules. So it's like, you can go here, we can go here, you can't go here, but we can go here, we can sit here, you can't sit here. It was all of these different issues where it was like, we're in America, but we're not treated the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I thought about the parallels that was going on, I was like, okay, how can I channel what I was feeling while I was watching the news, while I was watching us being oppressed, while I was watching us go through so much? And I was like, I got it. It was like instantly kind of went back to this. I had another title before that, but it was far more controversial. I was like, yeah, they ain't going to let me post this. But I had this one, and it was like, and I love the fact that once you say it, you can't unhear it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it was just one of those albums that immediately has a feel, has a texture, has a tone, has a theme.
Yeah.
And crazy enough, I was talking to the homie, Thelonious Monk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I had asked him, I was like, he told me, it was years and years and years before the album even came out. He was like, you know, said, when you gonna put out some more music, bro? And I was like, I don't even know, my heart ain't even really into it. But I was like, but if I did it, I had this idea. I was like, do you know how I could infuse satire into what I'm doing?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because people have a tendency, it's like, when you try to give them something straight, no chaser, they be like, oh, you preaching too much.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm like, I don't want to go over people's heads. I need the people to hear it and understand it. So if anything, I was like, I'm going to infuse a little bit of humor into it. There's some spaces where you be like, it's irony. It's like, yo, why the crowd laughing?
Yeah.
This part is funny, but it's not funny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it was a lot of these clever spaces of writing. Just try to sneak the medicine in the applesauce. That's all I want. I want you to understand it.
Even that's cold, by the way. Sneak the medicine.
Yeah, in applesauce. Yeah,
I'm gonna use that.
Me too.
Absolutely.
It's a man. And maybe it's Black in America esque. I think it's. I'm assuming it's you explaining like how man, it's like towards the end of the skit, and you like how you say something along the lines of you could be a cop and shoot me and kill me. Is this the right skit?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Okay, you could handcuff me with my hands up, and you know what I'm saying? And it's like, you could, you know what I'm saying? Like, and shoot me and say that you fear for your life and not spend a day in jail.
And then the dude's like, wait, what? And he's like,
I had worked on, and some people may not even know this, but I was the first rap consultant for the Goodman Theater. And while I was working on plays for different, like, you know what I'm saying, hip hop influenced characters, I was learning how to write for a stage play. And so I would be like, okay, so this is how you set up a moment. And that's what I used to do with these skits. I was like, I would write them. I'm playing all the characters. The only characters who I'm not is the narrator, who was Kadeem Hardison.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
man.
Yeah.
Hey, brother. So I have access to an 1800 seater, my brother. If you ever want to collab on something and work with something, if one thing you need to know about me, I'm always ready to work.
Man.
Yo, man, say the word. I was here to say, man, I would love to, man. That'd be dope.
Bruh, like, we had this fun. 2020 has been what it has been, but on the 2nd, January 2nd, I made the announcement that I had the access to this theater in Jefferson Park to kind of go ahead and do what I want to do. And obviously, everything went crashing. So, brother, I'm down to collab and work and do whatever I got to do to make something great happen. So whatever you want to do, let's get it, man. We can make things happen.
That would be an honor.
Man, honor be mine, my brother. I say that to say this, because looking at your album, and for me, all this is within the last 4 years of me when it comes to comedy. And honestly, to get even deeper into the business, probably within the last year, would you say, Darian, we really kind of honed in. And I look at your album, when you drop your album, and I look at the detail of the album, because the advertising was fantastic. And I know I didn't talk to you a lot about it, but I saw it. The advertising was fantastic. And then there was one detail that I think a lot of people overlook. I didn't overlook it. It was what you did on the back of the album, how you had it split and how you had it like it was a musical album, like a musical theater production. And so when we released ours and we had to do the back of it, it was one detail that I said I wanted. And it's on our album, but it's on every album. But you were the reason why I said, hey, let's put it there. It was the executive producer who did the artwork and who did the and where it was produced at and who it was by. And I felt that was very important this time for us, because I'm like, let us take our credit so people can see that we are putting together art. Not that we're just putting together something to do. This is an art project. So, again, man, like, I look at you and a few others out there as people, as I go through my journey, you kind of model it. And you're one of them. And I know we had Menage a Pod on there 2 weeks ago. They're definitely one of them, people that we look up to. And a few others, man. So, you know, as Darren and I learn this stuff, man, we look up to people like you, man. So keep doing what you do. Because you're inspiring a lot of people out there, man. Not just at Haven Studios, man, but all a person that's 36 years old and in 2 weeks, you still inspire me, my brother. So I appreciate you, man, for doing that.
I think it's important for, like, people like you and artists in general, man, to, like, it's even us, like, sometimes. It's been people that, like, you know, come to us and tell us, like, that they got something out of a chapter that we did or something that we said, a nugget here and there. It's important for just people that have a platform, and it don't even matter like what kind of platform it is. When you have a platform and you present some art to somebody, like, I love the fact that you very, like, you said on the off air, you said, if I got somebody here for an hour, I want to make sure that I'm giving them something to listen to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Say the quote that your mom said, that your mom told you.
She said, if you have the people's attention, tell them something worth hearing.
Mm.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's something that has to resonate with people that got any type of platform. If you present any type of art to the public, man, it's just, we have people's ear, and that's, you know, it's up to us to get a message across to help deliver something that will be a voice for, you know, the voiceless, so on and so forth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What I want to try to dabble into, because, of course, we know the name of the album is a Jim Crow musical. And that kind of coincides with what's going on in the world right now. So just give us your take or your thoughts on, you know, the whole Black Lives Matter movement, everything that happened in the last, I won't even say 3 months, because it's been going on longer.
400 years.
It's just really been brought to the forefront. Yeah, 400 years, you know what I'm saying? It's just really been brought to the forefront. So give us your take on, you know, what's going on in the world right now.
Well, for me, I've been kind of waiting for this day in a very, like, strange way, because for a long time I felt like I was talking about a lot of this stuff in music and on interviews or whatever, but I always felt like everybody wasn't mad enough. And, you know, I think you have to get to a certain point where what you're seeing, you have to realize it's not normal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're watching and absorbing all of this trauma, and we forget, like, yo, you watched, you're watching people who look like you, who might look like your family members, being killed on the news, and they're playing it over and over and over again. And then you sit back and you wait for some semblance of justice, and or at least, like, the rules that they set. We didn't even make the rules. It's like, these are the rules that you guys set.
Right.
And you're not even playing by it. You're not even delivering justice. You'd much rather protect killers than you would to do justice by us. Like, it had to get to a boiling point. And a lot of people get upset when the pot boils over, but nobody remembers that this pot been sitting over here boiling and ain't nobody said nothing for, you know, however long it's been. So I think it needed to get to a point where people were that upset. Mm-hmm. Whenever you have the world protesting, it's not just that state, it's not just that city. It's like the world is protesting, like, enough, G.
Yeah.
It had to get there, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, is it tragic, of course, about, like, you know, the uprising, when they start talking about, like, looting and things like that? I said, yes, it is, but you still got to go back to the root. It's like if you introduce the story where it's like, yo, somebody was killed, but the police is being, they're arrested, they were charged, they're in, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different story.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But instead, we had the narrative of, oh, they, you know, we're looking into it. Now they got like paid leave. Now, you know what I'm saying? Right. Oh, we're going to have the police protect their house. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're still not going to arrest them. Now it's days. So you just build an anger. So right. I always go back to the root for me. You know what I'm saying? And even with the stuff that's going on, as tragic as it is, because me and my mentees, we went out to the community, helped clean up some of the spaces that were affected. And I was telling them, like, it's our responsibility. It's like, we had to feel some sense of sacrifice too, of what it's like if we don't lead everybody. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If we're not connected to everybody, then anger spills everywhere. It's misdirected. We hurt ourselves sometimes just trying to get that anger out.
Right.
But we got to get back to the root, which is like, why are we angry? And how do we help our brothers and sisters so that they don't feel that, and so that the generation after us don't have to fight the same fight that we fight?
Man, that's real stuff, man. That's real stuff, dude. Like, I think you hit it on the head, man. I was telling a lot of people, for me, my personal thought going through all this was exactly like yours, man. I was caught somewhere in between Martin Luther King and burn this motherfucker down. You know what I mean? I was caught somewhere in between. Because you're right, man. Like, look, this is, you have people that have been sitting on this for centuries, man. And what happens when you keep punching somebody in the face? They eventually gonna punch you back. And it took us a little while to really punch back and hit them where it hurt. And I feel like this is the first time where it really caught their attention. And honestly, it was a worldly effort. It's not just it just wasn't enough for us to do it alone. It had to be a massive effort. And look, the United States got punched in the mouth. And that's honestly, that's what we get as a people, all together, all of us. That's what we get. But it was long overdue. And honestly, now we're looking for some things to turn. You know what I mean? Some things to start to move forward now.
I mean, I think we all was in the same boat because me and Dario had a Black Lives Matter special that we put on. And one thing that we both agreed on, like, it's tragic. All three of us agreed on it. Just hearing from you, Axel. It's tragic, you know, when you see looting and how angry people got in the uprising. But it's this saying, and the saying goes, he who does not hear needs to feel.
Yeah.
And I take it as, man, look, I tell my son 2 years old, all right? I tell my son, hey, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Stop doing that. When I get up and grab him or tap him on his ass, he feel what I'm saying. And then from there, you know what I'm saying? He understand what I'm saying. So it kind of goes into, that's kind of where we at. You know what I mean?
Did he disappear on
technical us? Difficulties.
Technical difficulties. It's okay. It's all
right. He's pulling a Brian right now. Yeah.
You know.
Pulling a Brian.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to do, I am actually going to plug Adsu's album. So we just got through talking about the Jim Crow musical. So y'all get on Apple, Spotify, whatever it is. Go download it. Go give it a listen. Please do, because it is some powerful stuff, man. It definitely coincides with what's going on in the world right now and everything that's going on. And like I said, somebody could time travel from 1960s and listen to this, man, and they gonna get, you know, everything that they want from it for sure. Give it a couple of
seconds. He's back.
They said we was getting too real over here. Like,
they said cut him off. Cut him off. They talking too real.
First they got
Dario's
phone. Now they on
I. that's a good one. They did drop my damn phone. It was their fault. It was the man.
Oh, my God.
I'm sitting here trying to scroll through the comments and kind of respond to the people, and I'm sitting here trying to dodge cuts and shit on my damn phone. This is no way to live life. This is horrible.
Oh my god.
Hey.
So talk to us about we talked about, of course, we're talking about the album. We kind of segued into a little bit about the Black Lives Matter movement. So kind of give us the process, the thought process on you just making the album in general. Like, how did it start? Like, what did you go through, like, with making it?
Well, I had a big push came from my mentees, man. Like, because I was cool with not actually doing any more music. Like, I had my stint where I was signed for a little while. And I left there, and I was like, I'm good on the music industry. Y'all keep that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not what it's cracked up to be. I went to, like, the Wizard of Oz and found out Oz wasn't real. I was like, this what this is? Y'all keep all this. And so, but the good part was is that I've always been, like, a man of action. Like, my dad told me that. He was always just like, yo, don't just be one of those dudes who rap about it. Be about it, you know what I'm saying? So, and I personally feel like anybody who only just is rapping about the plight of the people and they're not actually doing anything, I believe they are part of the problem. Because all you're doing is profiting off. You know what I'm saying? If you know where the cut is, you know what people are bleeding at, you know the street, you know the detail, but you're not helping, then you're part of the problem to me. So I started saying, like, to myself, I was like, man, I'm mentoring. Like, the whole time when I did, like, the last bunch of projects that I did, I was still helping out. I was always speaking at schools. I was always volunteering and helping out and being in the community where I could, but I always felt like it wasn't enough. And I opened up the studio for the kids in Bronzeville, and my mentees would ask me all the time, they'd be like, man, so when are you going to drop an album? And I'm like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? This is about y'all. I want y'all to do y'all thing. But they kept saying it. And unfortunately, one of my mentees named Tato, he had passed away. And he was killed. He was about to come to the studio, and he didn't this day. And when we went to his funeral service, and I'm remembering a song that was playing, a song that we had recorded together, you know what I'm saying? And I'm listening back, and it just thoughts me. The thoughts hit me. It was like, bruh, here you are, alive and well, you know what I'm saying? Got ability to do whatever you wanted to do, and you know what I'm saying? You're choosing to rap because you don't want to. And here he was, all he wanted to do was rap. And he's not able to be here to pursue his dream. I was like, how selfish are you if you have a gift that God gave you and you're just sitting on it because you don't want to use it? You know what I'm saying? Like, God didn't give it to you for that reason. He didn't give it to you so you could just enjoy it for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's somebody else who's waiting for a me to exist.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I can't just sit back and be like, all right, I'm just going to chill. It's like, no, use every tool that you got in your toolkit. You know what I'm saying? So if you got to reach people with your raps, then do it. If you got to reach people with your jokes, do it. If you got to be your presence, whatever that is, you have to be there and utilize this life because we don't know what's after this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have an idea what heaven looked like, but everybody who been there ain't came back and told me. I just know what I know. And I may not come back as Andre Daniels or as Ad 2. So if all I got is this one, I got to make the most out of it.
Hey, look, man, I'm a firm believer. And Dario don't heard me say this before.
Many times.
Sometimes the blessings that you get ain't necessarily always for you.
Right.
Sometimes you're blessed to be a blessing for somebody else. And you don't know. A vessel. Sometimes God give you a gift to present to somebody else to keep them going in their life or inspire them or motivate them. Man, you hit that right. Hey, brother,
Hey,
I got all the respect for you in the world.
I told you.
That's real. This is my first time meeting. I'm on screen meeting, bro. I can't wait to meet you in person.
Yeah.
For real, man.
Yeah.
Like, the music hit me. Just you as a person hit me, man. And I, brother, I commend you. I would love to take a trip to the studio with me and Dario. Maybe we can get down there in the studio, man, and just meet all y'all. And that's great. I would love it, man. I really would.
Look, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Oh, let's go. I'm down to go. But I have had a failed rap career. That I am not getting on nobody's mic rapping a damn thing. I will get and tell jokes for the whole time that I'm there. But I'm gonna leave that rap stuff to the people that do it.
Come on. I ain't trying to rap, man.
Goddamn. Look. I don't. Oh, no, don't put that mic in my face and say spit a bar.
The good part is, it's like we don't just rap. You know what I'm saying? Like we got Uno cards, we got spades.
Oh, let's go.
Video games. Whichever way you want to take the L, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, I ain't taking no L in spades. I ain't taking no L in spades. I don't care. Nope. Any partner, let's go. Any partner in spades, we run it.
Oh man, this is great.
Yeah, this is good, man, dude. I want to say, because back to kind of what you were talking about, like using your gift. Because you know, me and Darian have had talks about, like, on this podcast about the many different times that he and I wanted to quit and things in our personal things in our life and how we kind of bounced back and said, hey, this is what we got to do. I'm gonna always go back to this time. It was what, Darian, what was that? September, October last year, where I was going through it, my brother. I was going through it where I was talking about quitting comedy, man. Like, I was just like, let's just quit comedy. And I know Darian was right there saying exactly what you said, Ad. He said, hey, this is what you do. You know what I mean? Like, this is what you do. You know what I mean? And like, you gotta be able to pull yourself out of this, man. And It was October, like what about early October? I said, let's go ahead and finish that album. let's get this album done. Let's get this album done. And it was a wrap from there. Like, that was probably one of the best fourth quarters I'd ever had in my life, man. And exactly to what you said, my brother, man. Like, I feel like everybody who, if you got a platform, you got to be able to use it, man. And I know Darian me and Darian and I, we said, we didn't want this podcast to just be comedians on here because there's so much talent in this city. And this is a small platform that we have. You know what I mean? Like, this is what we can do to kind of spread positivity and give some enlightenment to people. So I truly feel that if you got it, you got to use it, man. You got to use what you got, because there's somebody out there. It's somebody out there that's waiting for a smile. You don't even know it. You know what I mean? Like, that's waiting for your smile.
Yeah.
Not a smile, your
waiting
smile.
Waiting for your smile or even waiting for your words. You know what I'm saying? Like, even waiting for your words. Some could be sitting with you, sitting in your heart or on the tip of your tongue all day. And it's for a reason, though. You know what I'm saying? Right. And when you finally get it out, you're talking to the right person. And little do you know, they needed that, man. They needed that. You know what I'm saying? So.
It's truly that, man. Like, what I've learned is, especially over my just experiences in life, man, God is such a master chess player when it comes to how we move and how intricate it is and that divine synchronicity that come through. And so there's been times when I might have reached somebody who never said a word at that very moment when I said it.
Right.
And then years down the line, they come back and was like, hey, bro, I was in the crowd that day.
Yeah.
When you said such and such, and I remember what you said, like, and you never know how they observed you in that moment, or what you was meant to try, like, to carry to somebody else, man. So, you know, I think one of the biggest blessings we could do is to be a blessing to somebody else, and have it is, whether it's through our gifts and our art, or, you know what I'm saying, our abilities to make people feel differently, like, everybody ain't got that, you know what I'm saying, like, that's superpowers, like, the fact that y'all can make jokes and make people feel happy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a powerful thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I always feel like these things, these gifts that we have, man, that's the closest we got to playing God.
Man, right. Oh,
we
my
got magic to make somebody feel. You know what I'm
saying?
Like, that's feel alive, change the course of their day. Man, it ain't nothing like that, man.
Man. So, bro, it's funny and that you say that, man, because I take every show that I do. Every time somebody says, "Hey Dario, we want you to be a part of this show," I don't care if it's a paid show or if it's a free show. If you ask me to do something for you, I'm giving you 2,000% energy. You getting all of me, because I fully agree. It's somebody out there. That's the closest we can be to playing God. That is true. That is the closest we can be. So I know when as a performer, and I know this about you and Darian. When we go out on stage, we give everything we got. And honestly, we could walk out of there with a high five. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I want that. Cut the check. But I'm just saying, we could walk out of there with a high five to each other talking about, yo, that was a good, that felt good. You know what I mean? That felt really good. And it's good when you get something out of it too. So, man, dude, it's power in what we do, man, as performers and entertainers, man. And honestly, I knowing my life, hindsight being 2020, I'm so glad I'm here now. You know what I mean? I'm glad I know what I know, and I'm glad I'm here at this point right now, man, because I'm still inspired by people like you, by people like Menage a Pod, by people like Jenny who creates that shirts and everything. We've got some crazy ambition. But I'm inspired by so many people still, and it inspires me to inspire. So, man,
yeah.
Deep shit, it's man.
All day, bro.
Deep
yeah,
shit.
Man. Yeah, man, that's what it's all about.
This has been fun. Add2, please let the people know where they can find you at, man. If you got some latest projects or any events going on, whatever, but plug yourself. This is the time.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, people can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Add2 the MC, ADD the number 2, THEMC. And usually, like I said, man, I love interacting with people. I love helping out however I can. Right now, man, I've just been focusing on surviving right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, God set us down for a reason.
Mm.
And, you know, the world being on chill made me think about a lot of stuff. So I just want to make sure that I'm in tune. I want to make sure that I'm able to be of use while I'm here. And, man, check out the album and help somebody else while you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's the biggest thing I can say. Is beyond just doing anything for me, is just be there for somebody else, especially for you. Mm. That's all I got.
Oof.
Dario, I'm gonna let you go ahead and present the honey roast, man. This your boy, you don't know him for a while, so I'm gonna let you take the floor with this one.
Yeah, man. So Add2, man. At the end of every show, we do what's called the honey roast, and what that is the exact opposite of a regular roast. So we want you to say. One good, we want you to pick one person, say something good about them, and kind of plug the hell out of them. Just tell them how they made you feel or whatever, man. Just let somebody know right now, man, one person, how much they feel to you.
I will say, say just one. I can't say my brother.
Do whatever you want. Do. Hey, honestly, just do whatever you want, my brother.
Go crazy.
Okay, cool, man. Well, hey, I'm gonna specifically say my little brother, right? Because he just had a birthday a few days ago. You know, my older brother did too.
Yep.
But my little brother, because I'm watching him take control of his own destiny. I'm watching him elevate as a young man. I'm watching him be more responsible and being free, man. Like, just... It's tough because I know where we all came from. I know how we came up, and I'm watching him just be happy, man. And that's one of the most beautiful things you can do as an older brother or as a sibling, is to watch your siblings find their happiness.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love it. I'm so proud of him, and he inspires me to be a better version of myself. And even though he tells me he learns from me, I'm actually just more in awe of him. Doing the same things that I wanted to do. So,
man.
Yeah.
Man. Shout out to Ahmad, man. Shout out to Ahmad, dude.
Shout out to Ahmad.
Yeah, shout out to Ahmad, man.
Yeah, man. Go see one of his comedy shows if you ever see him out here.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. You gotta really search for Ahmad because he don't be saying nothing. So you gotta search for him.
I don't even know if he on social media or anything, man.
I don't think so. Man,
you gotta just run into him, man. You can't even be a fan of him. You got to just go with the wind blow.
You got to see him when you see him. So. Hey, man.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Attitude, man, I can't tell you how much of an honor it's been. Man, thank you, my brother, man. Darian, go ahead, man. Do the sentiments, man.
I want to say thank you. It's been nothing but a pleasure and an honor, man. And I can tell you one thing for sure. You have gained a fan in me today, my brother. That is for sure. So I look forward to going back and checking out your musical content. And hopefully, man, when all this die down, we can meet face-to-face, man. I love to shake your hand just as a man and, you know, give you that firm grip to let you know I respect you, man, because I definitely got a lot of respect for you, man. It was a pleasure talking to you and chopping it up with you, man. I appreciate you coming on. It means a lot to us, for sure.
Man, yeah. I appreciate y'all. I had a great time, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, this time flew past, man. I was just having so much fun with it. And just, like, y'all, it's just like talking to family. You know what I'm saying? So when we're open back up, most certainly, we all got to sit back, chop it up, go get something to eat. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry, when you meet me, I'm a lot shorter in person, man. I'm gonna take that, you know what I'm saying? Just so you ain't surprised, you be like, yo, this is a little kid. Like, nah, grown man, got to respect this.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm about to... Hey, Attitude, man, you got to come to one of my comedy shows, man. Come to an open mic, my brother. You get on the mic and you doing comedy, bro. You funny as hell.
Yo, let me know. I'll just tell random stories. I got so many random stories in my life, man.
Hey, oh, that's all God. It's about, man.
That's all it's about.
Tell it, bro. That's it.
That's it. It's easy. Come through. Hey,
well,
man.
I'm here for it, bro.
Hell yeah. We going to chop it up, man. I'm sure we going to talk some more. Honestly, I do want to collab with you on some things, man. And we going to do it, man. And
we
got some very big plans for Be Positive, the brand. So stay tuned, my brother, man. If you down to work, we down to have you. So, hey.
Yeah.
Darian, you want to tell the people where they can find us?
Hey, listen, if you're listening to this, we're going to close out. Make sure y'all go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button at Be Positive Podcast. Please, when you listening to the podcast, rate, review. Hey, give us 5 stars. Please do. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and all the rest of that shit I ain't never listened to in my life. Go on and do that. Please do. And once again, man, we appreciate everybody that's watching right now that have watched us for the last hour. We appreciate you if you listen for the last hour once we post everything up. We can't express how much love and just positivity that everybody has shown us, man. And it's been a wild couple weeks for us. Debuted at number one comedy album. So in the world, that's dope. I was in the country. I won't say the world. I mean, we was kicking in the other continent.
Number two.
Hey, like Dario said, we always working, man. We got some things coming, some fun stuff in store. So y'all stay blessed, man. Attitude, thank you, man. Once again, I appreciate you, brother.
Man, much love, man. I appreciate y'all, man. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you. Yes, sir. Thank you, my brother. Congratulations to you. Hey. Y'all know what it is. Y'all be positive, man. Thank y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yes. J. Allen Productions.